啊，昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年6月22日，星期六。我们今天有非常荣幸的能够听到我们敬爱的萨提德瓦帕布为我们去讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坎的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
中国的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
Thank you for taking your Saturday morning to be together with us.
非常感谢大家能够在星期六的清晨和我们在一起。
So, I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava and then we'll have our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. But before that, I also want to say something today about Vakreshwar Pandit, who's a personal associate of Lord Chaitanya, and today it's his appearance day.
那我呢先呢来唱诵Jaya Radha Madhava， 然后呢我们继续来阅读圣典博加瓦坛我们今天要阅读的诗节。但是这个之前呢，因为今天是一个特别的日子，是 Vakreshwara Pandit 的显现日，那么他是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的贴身的仆人，所以呢我今天也会在讲课之前呢先讲一点关于他的故事。
So hearing about the exaltedDevotees in our disciple succession is very purifying for us, and it encourages our faith to know that such advanced, liberated souls are following in their footsteps.
在聆听我们的使徒传系里面的这些 Acharya 伟大的圣人的的故事，对于我们来说呢，首先内心是非常进化的，而且呢让我们也能够非常的有信心，知道我们在追随什么样的人的步伐在前行。
So on their appearance and disappearance days we have the opportunity to hear about their life and this will enrich our devotional service.
所以说在圣人们的显现日和隐迹日的这些日子里面，我们就能够有机会听到关于他们的生平事迹，然后这样呢就能够去滋养我们的奉爱的生活。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja BihariGopi Janna BalabhaKirivana Dhari Gopi Janabalava Girivana Dhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja BihariGopi Janna Balava Girivana Dhari Gopi Janna Balava Girivana Dhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana RajanaYasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol Offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
我向 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 向致于我前进的顶拜。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas assembled here today.
我向今天在这里听课的所有的 Vaishnava 们致于我前进的顶拜。
We beg for the mercy of our spiritual masters and to the Panchatattva that we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam and become enlightened and purified by the sound vibration.
我们向我们的灵性导师祈祷，向 Panchatattva 五圣体祈祷，祈祷能够让我们通过聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛，从而净化我们的内心。
May all living beings be happy.
愿众生快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿众生从痛苦中摆脱。
And may all living beings awaken and realize their true self in their relationship with Krishna.
愿众生能够唤醒，能够意识到自己的本真的身份以及与 Krishna 之间的关系。
So today is the appearance day of Vakreshwar Pandit.
对，今天呢是 Vakreshwar Pandit 的显现日。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavrinda. So Shri Vakreshwar Pandit, he was a personal associate of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even when Lord Chaitanya lived in Navadvip
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 生活在 Navadvip 的时候 Vakshar Pandit, 他是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常亲密的同游。
And, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, Vakreshwar Pandit followed the Lord and stayed with him at Jagannath Puri.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Jagannath Puri, 接受了托钵僧之后呢Vakshar Pandit, 和追随着主一起到了 Jagannath Puri.
So he is especially known for his ability to sing, ecstatic kirtans and also to, especially for dancing in the kirtan.
那么这位奉献者呢，他是以极乐的 kirtan 的唱诵为著名。而且呢，他也能够在这个极乐的 kirtan 中呢，非常极乐的跳舞。
And it's said that sometimes he would dance in kirtan for 3 days straight.
我的放的就想到，有的时候能够在 kirtan 上一连不停的跳舞，跳上三天。
When Lord Chaitanya performed Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri.He was very particular about how he organized the kirtans.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Jagannath Puri 举行弹车节的时候，就有关于这个 kirtan 到底是怎么安排的，有特别的这种安排。
After all, the purpose of the kirtan is to not please a crowd, but to please the Lord.
终极来说呢，这个 kirtan 它并不是为了要去取悦在那儿聚众的那些人群，而是为了要取悦主。
And so, if we want to please someone, we do something carefully to the best of our ability.
所以，当我们想要去取悦某人的话呢，我们就会非常仔细、小心的、竭尽全力的去取悦这个人。
So when Lord Chaitanya organized.The different kirtan parties to chant at the Ratha Yatra, he had a particular plan and an arrangement.
所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这个弹车节上去安排 kirtan 的这个队伍的时候呢，他是非常仔细的去做出这一番安排的。
There would be a designated kirtan leader.
有指定的 kirtan 的唱手。
There would be four madanga players.
还有呢，前面的就是有打密当嘎鼓的人。
And kirtan, Kartal players.
还有谁专门打挠脖。
And also dancers, designated dancers.
而且他还会指定特别的舞者。
Who would dance for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath.
那他们跳舞呢是为了要让主 Jagannath 开心才会跳舞的。
Yeah, they weren't dancing to show off to others.
他们这个跳舞并不是为了要去向别人展示他是多么的会跳。
Everything was to please the Lord, to make a very pleasing performance that the Lord would enjoy.
那么所有这一切呢都是为了要去让主开心然后呢让主就是他们所有的这一切的这个表演呢都是为了让主去享受的。
So, Vakashwar Pandit, he was a designated dancer.
所以呢 ,Vakashwar Pandit 呢他就是这个被指定的跳舞的人。
So, when Lord Chaitanya lived in Navadvip, after he took initiation, he began his congregational chanting, around Navadvip.
Sorry, before
Lord Chaitanya, before he got initiated, he didn't perform kirtan. He started to perform congregational chanting after he was initiated.
Okay, 那么就是当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他在接受了启迪之后他才开始在 Navadvip 进行聚众在一起的 kirtan 的。
And Sri Vakreshwar Pandit, he used to be the singer,and the dancer in those kirtans.
那么 Vakashwar Pandit 呢他曾经就是在这个 kirtan 里面的领唱者以及舞蹈者。
So one day, there was a devotee named Devananda Pandit.
所以有一天呢一位叫 Devananda Pandit 的奉献者。
And he was a famous lecturer on the Bhagavatam.
那他呢是以讲述圣典不加瓦坛而著称。
And one day, Srivas Pandit went to hear his lecture.
有一天呢 ,Srivas Pandit 呢就去听他的讲课。
And as Srivas Pandit was hearing the Bhagavatam, he began to cry in ecstasy.
然后当 Srivas Pandit 在听这个圣典不加瓦坛讲课的时候呢他就开始在极乐中哭泣起来。
But Devananda Pandit, he could not appreciate the high level of bhakti of Srivas Pandit. And he thought that Srivas's crying was just a disturbance to his lecture.
但是 Devananda Pandit 呢他是没有办法去理解和感受 Srivas Pandit 的这种非常高的境界的展示的。所以说呢他就简单的认为 Srivas Pandit 的这种哭泣是对整个这个课堂上的一个打扰。
So Devananda Pandit's followers,They grabbed Srivas Pandit and they threw him outside.
所以呢 Devananda Pandit 的这些粉丝就是这个追随者们就把 Srivas Pandit 给抓着然后把他给拖出了课堂。
So the Bhagavatam tells us there's two types of Bhagavats.
那么在圣典不加瓦坛里面就告诉了我们有两种 Bhagavat.
Right, there's the book Bhagavatam, and then there's the devotee Bhagavat.
那么有一个呢是以书籍展现出来的 Bhagavat, 另外一种呢就是以人就是这个奉献者所展现出来的 Bhagavat.
And so, even though Devananda Pandit was glorifying the Bhagavatam, he was offending a great devotee who was the personification of the Bhagavatam.
那么 Devananda Pandit 虽然他在讲述圣典不加瓦坛以这样的形式在荣耀以书籍而展现的圣典不加瓦坛但是呢他却冒犯了圣典不加瓦坛的人的化身一位伟大的奉献者。
So when Lord Chaitanya heard how Devananda Pandit had disrespected Srivas, He was very upset by that.
所以当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他听到了 Devananda Pandit 他如何冒犯了 Srivas Pandit 的时候呢他就非常的气恼。
And then Lord Chaitanya, he gave an instruction to all of us.
然后呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就给了
Those who read the Bhagavatam but don't offer Bhagavatam.
他就说那些阅读圣典不在瓦坛奉献者和就是一个冒犯者 sorry.
He said, even if they read the Bhagavatam for many millions of lifetimes, they will never attain love for God.
他说即便这个人他都已经好几百万个生世都阅读了圣典波迦瓦坛但是他依然没有办法达到对神的爱。
So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, he taught that the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata are the same. They're not different.
所以以这样的方式呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就告诉了我们以书展现的 Bhagavata 和人展现出来的 Bhagavata 他们是相同的他们之间是没有任何区别的。
So in order to actually understand the book Bhagavata, one first has to sincerely serve the devotee Bhagavata.
所以为了能够很好的理解书的 Bhagavata, 那么他首先呢要很真诚的去服务以人展现出来的 Bhagavata.
So after this incident, Mahaprabhu, he neglected Devananda Pandit and he didn't give him any mercy.
所以就在这件事情发生之后呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就不理Jagannath Pandit 了而且呢他就不给他任何的仁慈了。
However, one day, Vakreshwar Pandit, he was performing kirtan and dancing near the house of Devananda Pandit.
但是呢有一天呢这个 Vakreshwar Pandit, 他就在 Devananda Pandit 的家 sorry,He is performing the kirtan in the house of Devananda Pandit, right?
He was nearby the house.
Okay, 但他有一天就是 Vakshwar Pandit, 他有一天呢就在 Devananda Pandit 的家的附近。
He heard that Vakreshwar was dancing and having kirtan nearby, so he went to see him.
那这个 Devananda Pandit, 他听说 Vakshwar Pandit,在他们家附近在进行kirtan 并且在跳舞的时候呢他就去看他。
And so Devananda Pandit, he was just mesmerized, you know, by the sound of Vakreshwar's singing and also by his dancing.
然后呢 Devananda Pandit 就被 Vakreshwar Pandit 的舞姿以及他动听的歌喉给完全的迷住了。
And so a big crowd had gathered to watch Vakreshwar Pandit sing and dance, and the crowd was kind of getting in his way. So Devananda Pandit, he took a cane and he held the crowd back so that Vakreshwar Pandit could continue to perform his sankirtan.
I don't really get it.
So Vakreshwar Pandit, he was dancing and singing,And a crowd gathered, and they were so close to him that he almost couldn't dance anymore. So Devananda Pandit, he saw the problem, so he created a ring around Vakreshwar Pandit so that he could...
And also he used a cane.
Yeah.
Okay. 那么这个当时的这个情景是这样的，因为当时呢就是听Vakreshwar Pandit 唱诵的人呢就聚集的越来越多而且呢离 Vakreshwar Pandit 呢就越来越近近到了 Vakreshwar Pandit 他已经没有办法有这个地方去唱诵和跳情景的时候呢然后呢用这根棍呢就设法把Vakreshwar Pandit 周围的这些人呢给挪开了然后呢给这个 Vakreshwar Pandit 一定的这个空间让他可以继续的去唱诵和跳舞。
So Vakreshwar Pandit's kirtan and his singing and dancing, it went on for over 6 hours. It went on into the night.
所以呢 Vakreshwar Pandit 他的这个kirtan 和舞蹈呢就一直进行了6个小时的时间一直到了晚上。
So when Vakreshwar Pandit finally finished his kirtan, he sat down to rest.At that time, Devananda came up to him and offered him obeisances.
然后 Vakshar Pandit 他终于结束了这个 Kirtan 以后呢，他就坐在那儿休息。然后此时呢，Devananda Pandit 就来到他的面前，向他顶拜。
And Vakshar Pandit, he was very happy and pleased with Devananda for helping him.
然后呢，Vakshar Pandit 呢，由于Devananda Pandit 帮了他，所以呢，非常的开心。
And then Vakshar Pandit, he blessed Devananda.
然后 Vakshar Pandit 呢，就祝福了 Devananda.
He said, may love for Krishna awaken in your heart.
他说
And immediately awakened in the heart of Devananda by the mercy of Vakshar Pandit.
那么也就那天晚上立刻的在 Vakshar Pandit 的祝福下，在他的仁慈之下呢，使得 Devananda Pandit 内心对 Krishna 的爱呢，立刻被唤醒了。
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a super soul, so he knows everything.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是超灵，所以呢，他无所不知。
So one day he was traveling in the area of Devananda's house, and he saw Devananda, and he gave him his mercy.
所以有一天呢，当 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到 Devananda Pandit 的家的附近的时候呢，他就看到了 Devananda Pandit， 他就把他的仁慈给了他。
In fact, Mahaprabhu he spoke directly to Devananda.
事实上呢。Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就直接对 Devananda， 对这个 Devananda 就讲述了，就讲话了。
And he told him, because you served Vakshar, I have noticed you.
他说呢，因为你服务了 Vakshar Pandit， 所以呢，我就注意到你了。
And Vakshar Pandit is a pure devotee of the Lord. He's completely surrendered to the Lord.
而且 Vakshar Pandit 呢，他是主的一位非常纯粹的奉献者，而且他是完全的皈依了主的。
So whoever becomes a devotee of Vakshar Pandit, easily attains the lotus feet of Krishna.
所以任何一个皈依了这个 any surrender to Vakshar Pandit, right?
Yeah, anyone who you know.
Yeah.OK， 就是任何一位皈依了 Vakshar Pandit 的奉献者都能够很快的得到主 Krishna 的，很容易的得到主 Krishna 的仁慈。
Yeah, so anyone who can get the association of Vakshar, that's equal to going to all the holy places. It's as good as Vaikuntha.
如果要是能够得到和 Vakshar 的联谊的话呢，那么就好比是去到了百昆塔一样。
So there's one more important point I want to make about.
对，在这个
是。
那么对于 Vakshar Pandit 呢，我还有另外一个非常重要的要点，想和大家来提及一下。
He is the spiritual master of a very famous acharya in our line named Gopal Guru.
那么他是我们的这条使徒传系上的一位非常的重要的 Acharya 的灵性导师。那么这位 Acharya 呢，就是 Gopal Guru。
And Gopal Guru, he gave us our Gayatri, some of the Gayatri mantras that we chant at second initiation.
我们在二次启迪以后要念诵的这个 Gayatri 曼陀罗里面的其中的一部分的这个曼陀罗就是由 Gopal Guru 所给予我们的。
Yeah, specifically he gave us the Guru Gayatri and the Chaitanya Gayatri.
他给我们的这两个特别的 Gayatri 呢是 Guru Gayatri 和 Chaitanya Gayatri。
Okay, so that's... Oh, one other thing. I remember when we went to Jagannath Puri, we visited the Gambira where Lord Chaitanya lived.
我还有一件事情我想提的就是，当我们去 Jagannath Puri 的时候呢，我们去参拜了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所居住的 Gambira.
And I don't know if you remember Dhanakali, but there's deities there named Sri Sri Radha Kant.
I'm not exactly sure which one you. Anyway, 就是当时我们在那个地方的时候呢，有一个神像是 Sri Sri Radha Kant 的神像。
Yeah, so there's a temple and then there's the Gambira, and it's all in one complex, right?
Yeah.
And so the deities of Sri Sri Radha Kant, those deities were actually Vakeshwar Pandit's deities, and they're still worshipped there today.
那么就是我们去到 Gambira 的那个地方呢，就是有这个神像，还有就是主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他所居住的那个 Gambira 的那个地方，就所有他们都是在一个这个就是在一个地方的。那么这个 Sri Sri Radha Kant 的这个神像呢，就是由 Vakshar Pandit 所崇拜的神像。那么到今天为止呢，这些神像还依然是在被崇拜着。
So that's pretty interesting. We've seen those deities.
所以说呢，我们看过那些神像。
Okay, so now let's turn our attention to Srimad Bhagavatam. We're
然后现在呢，我们把我们的注意力给转向圣殿佛教法坛。我们现在依然还在阅读关于。
And today we are on verses 24 and 25 of chapter 2, canto 6.
那我们今天呢是在圣殿佛教法坛第六篇的第二章的第24和20。
So in the story, the Vishnu Dutas, they saved Ajamil from the Yama Dutas.
在这个故事里面呢，是 Vishnu Duta, 就是这个 Vishnu 的命令执行官呢，把Ajamil 从Yamaraj 的命令执行官的手中给救了过来。
Yeah, and so the Yamadutas, they went home to Yamaraj all unhappy.
所以呢，这些 Yamaduta 们呢，就非常的不开心的回去找他们的主子 Yamaraj 了。
And the Vishnu Dutas, they cut all the ropes of the Yamadutas that were binding Ajamil, and now Ajamil is free.
因为当时呢，就是这个Yamaduta 的这 Yamaduta 们呢把Ajamil 给捆起来了，那么 Vishnu Duta 呢又把所有的这些绳子给砍掉了，所以现在 Ajamil 呢就得到了自由。
And he's realizing that he's just been, you know, protected from being killed and dying and taken to hell, so he's feeling relieved and grateful.
因为他就刚刚意识到呢，他是免遭了去到地狱的厄运，就是所以他现在觉得非常的开心，人也觉得非常的感恩。
And he's very attracted to the Yamadutas, I mean to the Vishnu Dutas.
而且呢，他深深的被 Vishnu Duta 们所吸引。
And he's bowing down to them and saying thank you.
他对他们顶拜，并且说谢谢。
And then suddenly the Vishnu Dutas, they disappear.
然后突然之间呢，这些 Vishnu Duta 们呢就消失了。
And we learned from the purport last week that the reason the Vishnu Dutas disappeared was to increase Ajamil's bhakti.
从上一周讲课中，我们从要旨中就了解到了 Vishnu Duta 他们之所以从 Ajamil 的眼前消失的原因呢，是为了以这样的方式去增加阿加缪内心中的 bhakti.
Yeah, so now he's going to long for their association again.
那么所以说现在呢，他们就会就只要这样，就会使阿加缪呢就非常渴望着能够再次得到 Vishnu Duta 的联谊。
The same thing happened to Narada Muni when he.Eventually, the Lord appeared before him.
Narada Muni, 当主，最终展现他的面前的时候呢，也发生了同样的这个经历。
And then the Lord disappeared and said, "You won't see me again in this lifetime. You have to become purified and earn my association."
然后主就在他面前消失了，并且对他说呢，你在此生再也不会见到我了，你呢就必须。要通过不断的净化自己，而再次的获得和我的联谊。
So in this way, the Lord appears and disappears in order to increase our love for Him.
所以这样的方式，主他会在我们的面前显现，然后消失，从而能够增加我们对他的爱。
So that's where we are in the story.
那么所以这个呢，就是我们现在这个故事讲到的这一部分。
So now we'll read text 24, 25 and the purport.
那我们现在呢，开始阅读第24、25十节和译文，然后要旨。
Ajamilo yata kanya dutanam yama krishna yo dharma bhagavatam sudam trivedyam cha gunashrayam bhaktimam bhaktaya yasho mahapnya shravanadare anutapo mahanasit smartato subham atmanaha ajamiyo
ajamiyo ajamiyo api ye
ata
ata 从此
karnya
karnya 听见
dutanam
dutanam 命令执行官的
yama krishyo
yama krishyo 阎罗王和主 krishna 的
dharmam
dharmam 真正的宗教原则
bhagavatam
bhagavatam 如圣典博加瓦坛中的描述或者有关生物与至尊人格守神的关系
sudam
sudam 纯粹
trivedyam
trivedyam 在三部韦达经中提到
cha
cha 也
guna ashrayam
guna ashrayam 受物质自然属性影响的物质宗教
bhaktimam
bhaktimam 清除了物质自然属性的影响纯粹的奉献者
bhagavati
bhagavati 向至尊人格守神
ashu
ashu 立即
that's not the ashu that lives in Taipei right
这不是这里面的阿叔讲的不是我们在台湾所居住的阿叔
Of course he's a pure devotee but this is different 阿叔
但是阿叔 Krishna Baladevapu 呢是一位纯粹的奉献者
Mahatmya
Mahatmya 名字名声等着光荣
Shravanat
Shravanat 由于听见
Hare
Hare 主 Hare 的
Anutapa
Anutapa 后悔
Mahan
Mahan 十分
Asit
Asit 有
Smarata
Smarata 回忆起
Ashubham
Ashubham 一切不光彩的活动
Atmana
Atmana 由他自己所做
Translation After hearing the discourses between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, Ajamil could understand the religious principles that act under the three modes of material nature. These principles are mentioned in the three Vedas. He could also understand the transcendental religious principles, which are above the modes of material nature and which concern the relationship between the living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, Ajamil heard glorification of the name, fame, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He thus became a perfectly pure devotee. He could then remember his past sinful activities, which he greatly regretted having performed.
译文，听了阎罗王的使者和威士诺的使者之间的交谈，阿加缪明白了在物质自然三重属性的影响下起作用的宗教原则。三部韦达经中记载了这些原则，他还了解了超然的宗教原则。这些原则超越物质的属性，涉及到至尊人格守神与生物之间的关系。此外，阿加缪听到了至尊人格守神的名字、声望、品质和娱乐活动的光荣，这一切使他成为了一名完美的纯粹奉献者。他随后回忆起了他过去从事过的罪恶活动，感到懊悔不已。 To continue with the purport, right?
Yes, please.
要旨，在《薄伽梵歌》第二章的第四十五诗节中，主 Krishna 告诉 Arjuna， 韦达经论述的主要是物质自然的三重属性。Arjuna 呀，超越这三重属性，摆脱一切相对性，不为利益和安全焦虑，稳定地处在觉悟自我的层面上。伟大原则无疑讲述了提升到灵性层面的渐进程序，但人如果执着于伟大原则，就没有机会得到提升，过上灵性的生活。为此 Krishna 劝告 Arjuna 做奉爱服务，而这是超然的宗教法门。圣典《薄伽瓦坛》第一篇第二章的第六十节中也证实了奉爱服务的超然地位，说奉爱服务是超然的宗教，而不是物质的宗教。 Savai Pumsan Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Ado Kshaji， 人们一般都认为宗教应该能够让人追求到物质利益，这对那些有志于物质生活的人来说也许适用，但对于灵性生活的人应该坚持超然的宗教原则 Paro Dharmaha， 也就是能够使人成为至尊主的奉献者的宗教原则 Yato Bhaktir Adokshaji。 奉爱宗 Bhagavata 教导人们至尊主和生物永恒相连，而生物的责任是投靠服从至尊主。处在做奉爱服务层面的人不再有障碍，而且感到心满意足。 Ahai Tukya Aprati Hatayayatma Suprasidati， 阿占米欧被提升到了那个层面上后，开始赞美至尊人格守神的名字、声望和娱乐活动，并为自己过去从事的活动而感到懊悔。
Hare Krishna, thank you. End of the purport. So, now Ajamil, he's all alone.
So, 现在 Ajamil 他是独自一人。
And now he's starting to reflect on everything that had just happened to him.
对，他现在就开始去反思在他身上所发生的这些事情。
So he's remembering the discussion that the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas had.
对的，他就还记得 Yamaduta 和 Vishnuduta 他们之间的对话。
And basically they were having a discussion about religious principles.
事实上他们是在对宗教的原则进行了一番探讨。
Yeah, and basically there's two types of dharma or religion.
总体来说呢，是有两种 dharma， 有两种宗教。
And there's materialistic religion，
有物质倾向的宗教。
And then there is universal transcendental religion，
还有一个就是普世的超然的宗教。
So the Yamadutas were arguing that Ajamil, he should go to hell because he didn't follow the principles of materialistic religion.
那么 Yamaduta 他们的这个论点呢，就是，Ajamil 他就应该到地狱去，因为他并没有去遵循物质的宗教原则。
And the Vishnuduta said that, well, actually, Ajamil, because he chanted the name of the Lord, he has now transcended materialistic religion, and he wasn't obligated to go to hell.
那么 Vishnuduta 就说呢，说 Ajamil 因为他现在唱诵了主的名字，所以说呢，他就已经超越了物质的宗教原则，所以他现在不应该再到地狱去了。
So the Vedas, and Krishna says this to Arjuna, they mainly deal with the three modes of material nature.
Krishna 对 Arjuna 说呢，主要要应对的是物质的自然的属性。
Yeah, they are not transcendental. The knowledge is not transcendental.
那么这样的这个知识呢，并不是超然的。
Right. In the Vedic religion, you're designated as either a Sudra or a Vaishya or a Kshatriya or a Brahmin.
因为在这个伟达的宗教里面呢，这个人呢，他就会被认定为要不然就是一个Sudra， 要不然就是一个 Vaishya， 要不然就是一位刹帝利，要不然就是一位婆罗门。
Or you're a Brahmachari,
或者呢
or a householder, or a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi.
或者说是 Brahmachari 身手生，要不然就是Grihastha, 居士，要不然就是Vanaprastha 行脚僧，要不然就是Sannyasi 托钵僧。
These are all material designations.
但是所有的这些呢，都是物质的身份。
They are not the truth of who we are.
对，这些并不是我们本真的身份，并不是我们本真的所在的真相。
Yeah, they're just imaginations of who we are.
比如说，我们只是在想象着我们到底是谁。
Yeah, so if one is thinking I'm a Brahmin or if one is thinking I'm a sannyasi, that's actually a material consciousness.
如果要是一个人，他要是想着我是一位婆罗门或者我是一位托钵僧sannyasi的话，指的意识之中。
Now, if one lives in that designation and follows the Vedic duties of that designation, one makes some progress in spiritual life. But the aim is usually to just improve one's material condition.
但是当然一个人他如果是认同自己的这样的一种身份并且呢去追随在伟达经里面所提到的这些原则的话那么他也许可能在灵性上会得到一些认知会取得一些进步但是做这些事情最主要的问题呢最主要的目的是为了让自己能够在物质上能够得到更好的提升
Because the Vedas are created by God and the duties are created by God there's some advancement
因为这个伟达经呢是被神所创造出来的这些职责也是被神所创造出来的所以说如果要是按照其形式的话呢是会有一些进步的
But the aim is not to become free of material designations and go back to Godhead.
但是他的目标并不是让自己去摆脱这些物质的认知然后最终回到神的身边。
It's like someone who goes to a Buddhist temple or a Christian temple or a Hindu temple and prays to God for, you know, their son to graduate from high school.
那就比如说有人他会到这个佛的就是到寺就是佛教的寺院里面然后到基督教的教堂里面或者是到印度的这个寺院里面去祈祷他的孩子能够从学校里面毕业
or get a new car or get a new wife
或者 new wife 或者说呢就是这个祈祷能够得到一位新的妻子能够得到一辆新车
Or maybe go to the heavenly planets.
或者说祈祷自己能够去到天堂的星宿。
Or become rich.
或者变得富有。
So the good thing is they're approaching God.
那么好的方面呢就是他们确实是在接近神。
The unfortunate thing is one stays in the material world.
但是非常遗憾的一方面呢就是他会使这个人一直还是留在物质世界。
It's like the story of the old woman.Who was, you know, gathering wood in the forest and selling it in the market.
那么就好像是那个在森林里面捡柴火，然后把这个柴火卖到集市上去的那个老女人的故事。
She was carrying the wood on her head one day, and the wood was so heavy, she became so tired, and then she tripped and she fell, and all the wood fell on the ground.
那有一天呢他就捡了很多柴火然后把这些柴火呢都顶在脑袋上。当然他特别的疲惫非常的劳累。然后他就走不动了那就摔在了地上所有的这些柴火呢全部都洒在了地上。
She was so tired, she was so frustrated.
他太累了而且感到非常的沮丧。
She was so tired of working so hard just to survive.
那么他这么累是因为他觉得他这么辛苦只不过就为了让自己能够谋生只能够让自己活着。
She was suffering.
所以呢，她很苦。
So she prayed to God.
所以她就向神祈祷。
God, please come and help me.
神呐，请你来救救我吧，帮助我吧。
So God appeared to her.
所以神呢，就展现在了她的面前。
And he asked, "How can I help you? What do you want?"
神就问这位老妇人，啊，你想要什么呢？我怎么能够帮助你呢？
Said, "Oh God, I need your help."
神呐，我想要你帮助我，我需要你的帮助。
Please pick up this wood and help me place it back on my head so I can carry it to the market.
那么请你帮我把这些柴火给捡起来，然后从此再放到我的头上，这样我可以把这些柴火奉带到集市上去卖。
So that's materialistic dharma.
那么所以这呢就是物质的 dharma.
Yeah, or materialistic religion.
或者把它给称为叫物质的宗教。
But Vaishnava Dharma, it's called Sanatan Dharma.
但是 Vaishnava Dharma 被称为叫 Sanatan Dharma.
Sanatan means eternal.
Sanatan 的意思是永恒的意思。
The eternal religion.
所以呢，被称为叫永恒的宗教。
The eternal religion is to give up immediately all material designations.
那么永恒的宗教也就意味着立刻放弃所有的物质的这个身份的指定。
And to accept one's true designation, true identity, eternal identity.
然后呢，接受这人的真正的身份的指定，也就是接受他自己的永恒的身份。
Which is the eternal servant of the Lord.
那么这个永恒的真正的身份是什么呢？就是主的永恒的仆人。
Or as Brahma says in the Brahma Samhita.
主 Brahma 在梵天本集 Brahma Samhita 中就讲到了。
Yeah, he says, I'm trying to remember the verse. It's, he says, oh yeah, Sanityo Nitya Sambandha Prakritischa Paraivasa. He says that the Jiva is eternal.
他说呢Jiva, 个体灵魂是永恒的。
And he doesn't have a beginning or an end.
而且这位永恒的 Jiva, 他没有开始也没有结束。
He has an eternal bond with the Supreme Lord.
他和至尊主是有永恒的捆绑在一起的。
Yeah, so the Jiva is eternal spiritual energy.
所以 Jiva 它是永恒的灵性的能量。
And he's eternally connected to the Lord in a loving relationship.
而且呢，他是在爱的关系中永恒的和主相连接在一起的。
So this is the real Dharma, the real religion. It's beyond any material designation.
对，这个才是真正的 Dharma, 是真正的宗教，它是超越于任何的物质的认知的。
Yeah, so really, our consciousness, you know, divine consciousness is freed of all material designations.
所以我们的神性的意识，它是超越于，它是摆脱在物质的这个指定的这个身份的束缚之中的。
Yeah, material designations, it means I imagine I'm this or that.
那么这个物质的身份的认同呢，也就意味着我想象着我是这个和那个。
And it really is an imagination. It's just a thought in the mind.
那么这其实只不过是一个想象而已，它只不过是在内心中的一个。
And it's not divine consciousness, that's material consciousness.
对，这个并不是神性的意识，这是物质的意识。
Actually, this subject of divine consciousness, it's first brought up in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
这个神性的意识呢，是在博迦梵歌的第二章里面就讲述了。
Because Krishna mentions it to Arjuna.
因为 Krishna 他向 Arjuna 提到了这一点。
He said, when you are no longer disturbed, by the flowery language of the Vedas.
他说呢，当你不再被伟达经里面华丽的词藻所困惑，所搅扰。
Because a lot of the Vedas, they deal with the three modes of material nature and how to improve your material condition.
因为在这个伟达经里面呢，有很多地方都讲述的是关于这个物质自然三重属性的，以及如何让自己能够在这个物质的状态下中得到一些提升改善。
Right, you imagine in your mind, I'm this material living being.
比如说我们在内心中，我们就会想象着我自己是这个物质的生物体，物质的存在。
Now that's just an idea in the mind.
那么这只是在心意里面的一个想法。
And the Vedas are telling you how to improve that idea.
那么伟达经呢，还在告诉你怎么去改善这样的想法。
So Krishna tells Arjuna, when you give that up, then you become fixed in your real self.
那么 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说，如果你要是把这个想法给放弃了的话，那么你就能够稳住在自己的真我之中。
Then you'll be in divine consciousness.
然后呢，你就能够成为神性的意识。
And then Arjuna asks Krishna, well, how do I attain that divine consciousness? What are the symptoms of someone who is in that divine?
询问 Krishna, 那我怎么才能够得到这样的神性的意识呢？当人有了这样的神性的意识的时候，他所展现出来的真相是什么呢？
And then Krishna gives a definition. He explains the difference between divine consciousness and material consciousness.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就给出了定义，他就讲述了一个人在神性的意识之中以及在物质的意识之中之间的区别是什么。
This is in chapter 2, verse 55 of Bhagavad Gita.
那么这个是。佛家梵歌的第二章的第五十五世界。
He says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Prajahati Yadakaman Sarvan Partamanogatam Atma Yevatmane Tushta Stita Pragasadochate. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification which arise,from mental concoction, and when his mind, thus purified, finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness.
这节是这样讲的，说至尊歌手神说 ，Partha 呀，当人摒弃了内心虚构出来的所有的感官享乐的欲望时，他的心就得到了净化。当他只有觉悟了自我才感到满足时，就可以说他具有了纯粹超然的意识。
Yeah, so who we imagine ourselves to be, that's a mental concoction. Really, it's an idea. It's just a thought in the mind.
对，那我们自己想象出来的自我呢，它只不过是一个内心的一个虚构而已，只不过是我们在心意里面展现出来的一个想法。
Yeah, so before we awaken, our home is the world of the mind.
所以在我们醒来之前呢，我们所居住的这个家呢，就是我们的心意的世界。
And we live in this story of who we imagine ourselves to be.
然后呢，我们就居住在我们自己所想象出来的自我的那个故事之中。
And so the story is everything from the past and everything in the future.
那么这个故事呢，是由过去和将来的所有的事情所构成的。
But when we bring our attention to the present, then we notice our life now.
但是当我们把我们的注意力放在当下的时候呢，我们就能够注意到我们此时的生命了。
That's being situated in the self.
那么这样的话呢，就会是处在了自我之中。
Because when your consciousness is present, you come out of the story.
因为当你能够意识到当下的时候，也就意味着你从故事里面走了出来。
You come out of that dream, all of those mental concoctions.
然后呢，就从由这个心意的虚构的这些梦境中走了出来。
So what is the story?
那么，所以这些故事是什么呢？
Well, basically, our story begins even before birth, even while we're in the womb.
那么，事实上，这些故事呢，开始于我们还没有出生的时候，当我们还在妈妈的子宫里面的时候，就已经开始了。
Yeah, we develop this false image of who we are based on our experiences, you know, in childhood.
我们根据我们在童年时代所经历的这些 经历而构成了我们对自我的一个形象的认知。
Right, and we believe I'm this particular body with these parents from this particular country.
比如说呢，我呢，认同了我所展现的这具躯体，并且呢，我也这个认同于我是来自于这个特定的国家的父母双亲的。
And we have many limiting beliefs about ourselves as well.
而且呢，我们对于自己呢，还有很多局限性的信念。
Mostly everyone believes I'm not good enough.
事实上，所有的人都相信，事实上大部分的人都相信我自己不够好。
It's my fault.
这是我的错。
Nobody loves me.
没人爱我。
I'm all alone.
我呢，就孤孤单单的。
So, once these beliefs are programmed into our mind, this mental concoction.
那么，所以说呢，当这些就是这些这个内心中虚构出来的这些东西在我们的心意里面的时候
，Yeah, so this program pretty much determines our experience of life.
它就变成了一种程序，那么这种程序呢，它就很会去指导我们的这个生活的方向。
Until we die.
直到我们死那天。
And then that programming carries us to our next birth.
然后就这样的这种程序呢，它就会带到我们的下一生。
Unless we start to see we're not the mind, and we start to see those beliefs, and we give up this false designation.
直到我们 ，you mean 啊 ？OK， 直到我们就是看到了我们这是只是心意，而我们并不是这些这个所想象出来的虚构出来的这种情景之前，我们是没有办法去放弃掉我们自己的假的这个身份的。
Yeah, when we see that we're the knower of the thought rather than the thought, we break the identification with it. Then we give up this false.Mentally concocted self.
那么当我们能够意识到自己是所有的这些想法的知晓者，而并不是去认同于这些心意里面的虚构的这些想法的时候，那我们就能够从我们的这个心意中走出来了。
Yeah, so we leave the world of the mind and we live in the truth of ourself.
Sorry, we live in the world of the mind.
We leave that world of the mind, and we live in the world of the self.
Okay, 因为只有在那样的状态下呢，我们就能够从我们的心意的世界中走出来，然后呢，会生活在关于就是自己本真的真我的这个状态下了。
It doesn't mean that we don't have thoughts anymore.
但这并不意味着，当我们在这样的状态下的时候，我们就不会再有任何的思考了。
We just don't believe.In the story,
说我们那些故事了。
We know that I'm not the thought. I'm the one who knows the thought.
然后在这样的状态下，我就知道了我自己并不是那个想法，我只不过是那个知晓了这个想法的人。
And it's very simple.
这其实是非常简单的一件事情。
We just choose to live in the present.
那我们只是选择让自己处在当下。
And then we see that we begin to perceive I'm the light of.Consciousness.
那然后呢，我们就开始去感知到我是我的意识之光。
And that consciousness is coming from the supreme consciousness.
而这个光呢，就这种意识之光呢，它是来自于至尊的意识的。
And then the duality and the illusion of separation dissolves.
这样的话呢，就会使这样二元性以及相分离的这种虚幻的状态呢，就被化掉了。
And we understand.That we've never been separate from the Lord, that our life has always come from Him and will always come from Him.
然后呢，我们就会意识到，其实我从来就没有和主分离过，而且我就能够意识到我的生命是来自于主的。
So this is Sanatana Dharma, the eternal religion.
对，那这就被称为叫 Sanatana Dharma, 永恒的宗教。
With the Lord as His dependent part, I'm His servant.
那么我呢，实际上是永恒的和主生活在一起的，但是我是依靠于他而存在的，我是他的永恒的仆人。
It's very easy.
很简单。
You notice you're in the mind.
那么你呢就注意到你的你注意到你是在心意里面
That's okay
这是没问题的
But then you shift your attention to the here and now
当你注意到你自己在心意里面的时候呢你就把你的这个注意力从心意的这个世界里面给转换到现在当下的这个状态下
You do that many times a day
在一天中呢多次的去做这件事情
then you notice your life
然后呢就会能够注意到你是活着的
and you say Hare Krishna thank you
那么当你注意到你的生命的时候呢你就说 Hare Krishna 然后说谢谢您
that's the essence of all religion Bhaktivinoda Thakur says
那么Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur说呢这其实是我们所有的宗教的实质
So sometimes you sit and you just be present and you close your eyes.
那么有的时候呢他会说只是让自己处在当下你把眼睛闭上。
You notice your body breathing.
你会注意到你的身体在呼吸。
You hear the sounds in your environment.
那么你会听到在你周围的声音。
And you notice your life right now, just the awareness.
然后呢你就能够注意到你此时的生命这只不过是一种觉知
and then automatically you feel connected to the Lord and you say thank you and you chant his name
然后呢你就会自动的会我对他说谢谢然后呢你会去唱诵他的名字
in this way we leave the world of material designations and the mind
那么以这样的方式呢我们就离开了我们在心意中的对物质的身份的认同。
And we live in the truth of who we are.
而且呢，我们就生活在了我们的本真的真相里面。
And who we are is the divine light of consciousness.
那么我们本真的自我呢，是意识的，是神性的意识。
It's always here. It's always now.
是神是。是神性的意识之光那么这个光芒呢其实一直都是在这儿的一直都是可不及的
it never goes away
从来就没有离开过
and in this way we feel our true connection to the Lord
那么以这样的方式呢我们就能够真正的感受到和主之间的连接
yeah, so Ajamil he now he sees the difference between material religion and the true eternal religion
那么所以Ajamil他在现在这个状态呢他觉得宗教以及永恒的宗教之间的区别。
And at the same time, he's feeling very remorseful, but in a healthy way.
那与此同时呢他非常就是在一种积极正向的一种导向下感到很懊悔。
It's like when you wake into the truth and you realize,I was always seeking what I already am.
那么就好像是当你在这个真相中唤醒的时候，其实你总是要去寻求我已经是的那个人。
This whole time, I had an eternal relationship with the Lord, but I forgot it.
那么其实始终以来呢，我都和主呢。是有一个永恒的关系的但是呢我却把这个关系给忘记了
I wasted so much time
我浪费了这么多的时间
The whole time the Lord has been in my heart and I didn't know it
那么在一直呢主他都是处在我的内心之中的可是我就不知道有这么件事
And I caused so much pain to others
而且呢我给别人都造成了这么多的痛苦
So this is a healthy kind of regret
那么所以呢这是一种非常的健康的懊悔
It's not material guilt
所以这并不是一种物质的内疚
Or you punish yourself
或者说是对自己的一种打压
But it's an honest confession to the Lord
这只是对主的一个非常的坦诚的告白
Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song Aleluya Prima Donna He expresses this kind of regret.
那么就像主sorry, 就像Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他在他所写的这个歌曲中呢，就在 悲叹着这样的懊悔。
Jai Nilo Prima Dana. I forget how it goes. Yeah, but he's expressing how sinful he was. It's Amara Jivan. That's it.
这首歌是 Amara Jivan. 然后他在感叹着他是多么的罪恶。
Yes, it begins, Amara Jivan, Sada Pape Rata.Nahiko Punyara Lesha. He said that, in humbleness, he's admitting how sinful he was.
对，他在非常的谦卑的去承认他之前是多么的罪恶。
But he's regretting it.
他在忏悔，他在懊悔。
He doesn't want to be like that anymore.
他不想让自己再接着像这样的一种状态了。
So he mentions how he used to enjoy watching others suffer.
他这里面提到了他之前是多么的享受着看着别人受苦。
And how he wasn't merciful to anyone.
他之前是如何的对任何人都不仁慈。
And in this way,if we consider, the devotee considers that, you know, in my ignorance, I caused...so much pain and suffering to so many different living entities.
那么这样的状态下呢，这一位奉献者呢，他就能够这个去感叹，就是由于自己的这些愚昧，使得很多其他的生物都在受苦。
Yeah, knowingly and unknowingly, I hurt so many people.
不论是在有意识或者是在无意识的状态下，我伤害了那么多的人。
So I'm really sorry for that.
真的，我真的很抱歉。
And I'm never going to act like that again.
而且呢，我也再也不会像这样的方式去生活了。
Yeah, so Ajamil, he's feeling very grateful to the Vishnu Dutas.
所以呢，Ajamil呢，他就非常的感谢这些 Vishnu Duta 们。
He's feeling grateful to reawaken his relationship with the Lord and the Holy Name.
那么当他能够从和主的关系以及和圣名之间的关系中唤醒以后呢，他充满了感恩之情。
He realizes his mistake.
他意识到这是他的错误。
And he doesn't want to make that mistake again.
而且呢，他也不想再次去犯这个错误了。
And that's where we are in the story.
那么这也就是我们这个故事现在讲到的这个地方。
So Ajamil, he was supposed to die.
所以 Ajamil 他本来是要死了。
But he didn't.
但是他没死。
He still has his same material body that he committed so many sinful activities in.
所以他依然呢还处在这个同一具他犯了那么多罪的这具物质躯体里面。
And now he's an awakened devotee.
但是现在虽然是在同一个躯体里面，但他已经是一位醒过来的奉献者。
And he's determined not to make the same mistake again.
而且呢，他非常的坚定的知道他不会再犯同样的错误。
Okay, so I'll stop speaking here. If there's any questions or comments, we'll open up the class for that.
Yes, 那我的讲课这部分呢，现在就先到这儿，然后看看有没有任何的问题。如果没有问题的话呢，我们就把下面的这个时间呢来回答问题。Yes, there are a couple of questions from last week.
Oh, okay.
顶拜咕噜的莲花族，感恩您精彩的讲课和马特吉的翻译。这是一个新同学问的。在学习的过程中，怎样区分什么是正确的？当下的决定和心意的假想的决定，在决策时还怎么能够区分这两者呢？在决策时怎么能够区分这两者呢 ？Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet, and thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. So this question is from a new classmate. It is said that.During the process of study, how to distinct the right? How to distinct what is right and what is wrong? 在当下的决定和心意的加上的决定。Oh, okay, okay. How to distinct that what is the decision to be made at the present state, or what the decision is made in the kind of a false situation? And also, when we are making decisions, how can we distinguish the decisions to be made in these two type of situation? You got that question? Yeah.
I'll do my best.
No, please let me read it again. 在学习的过程中怎样区分什么是正确的，在当下的决定和心里的假想的决定，在决策时还是怎么分别这两者。I think what basically she is saying that when we are making decisions, how can we know all the decision is based on the real present situation, or the decision has been made based on the mind, the word of mind?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question.
那么这是一个非常好的问题。
So the more we live in the present and from our true self, the more we can see our false self.
那如果我们要是越多的能够让自己处在本真的当下的这个自我的这个状态下的话，我们就能够越多的能够看到我们的假我的状态。
Yeah, when we're living in the mind, basically, we base all of our decisions on desires of our false ego, our material motives.
那么当我们处于我们的心意的世界中的时候呢，我们这会儿所做的这个决定大部分都是根据我们的这个物质的欲望的驱使而做出的这个决定。
But the more we're present, then we can make decisions based on our true self that lives in the present moment.
但是呢，当我们如果是处在当下的话呢，我们这会儿就能够根据我们在当下的此时的这个真我的这个状态下去做出决定了。
So that's one thing.
这就是其中的一个方面。
Now the other thing is most of us are not fully awake in the present.
那么大部分的我们呢是没有完全的在当下唤醒的。
And so we also have to base our decisions based on good advice from others.
那么所以我们有很多时候要这个做决定的也要根据别的人给我们的好的建议去做决定。
Particularly, as devotees from our guru and from the Shastra and from the sadhus.
那么特别呢要去听取我们的 guru 还有经典以及圣人给我们的建议。
And so, we should have good advisors, just like a king. It's said that a Chanakya Pandit says a king is only as good as his advisors.
对。那么就好像我们其实是需要有好的这个军师的，那么就好像是一位国王，他是要有好的这个旁边的这些参谋的。那像这个Chanakya Pandit, 他就是国王身边的很好的军师。
Now, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 6 that when you control your mind and you attain tranquility, you actually are in contact with.
那么Krishna 在博迦梵歌的第六章里面就讲到了，当你能够控制你的心意的时候呢，你就能够达到一种平静。当你在平静的状态下的时候呢，就可以和超灵取得连接。
So we live in silence because consciousness is silent.
那么所以呢，我们要让自己生活在一种静默的状态下，因为我们的这个意识呢，它实际上是一种安静的状态。
Yeah, and so in that state, we just know what to do.
因为在这样的一种状态下，我们就知道我们应该怎么办。
By the mercy of the super soul.
因为这是来自于超灵的仁慈。
But then we can still confirm it you know, with Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu.
但是呢，我们依然可以从 Guru, Sadhu 和 Shastra 经典那里去得到证实。
Yeah, so God, He rests in our heart. He's there within us.
所以说呢，神他是栖息在我们的内心之中的，他是和我们在一起的。
And when we're very silent, sometimes the messages come.
所以当我们处在很安静的一种状态下的时候呢，这个信息它就会来。
But like I said, that he's not the only thing on our heart. So is our false ego.
但是呢，在我们的内心中呢，并不仅仅有神存在，因为在我们的这个内心中呢，还有我们的假我也在那儿待着。
So then it's hard to distinguish. Is the message coming from our false ego or is it coming from God within?
那么所以呢，有时候就很难去分别到底这个信息是来自于我们内心的主呢，还是来自于我们自己的假我呢？
But the voice of God also manifests externally for us in Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu.
但是呢，这个神的这个声音呢，它依然也会从外在以 Guru, Sadhu 和经典的这样的形式展现出来。
When I say Guru, I don't just mean our initiating Guru.
那么当我在讲 Guru 的时候呢，我讲的并不仅仅是指的是我们的启迪 Guru。
But those devotees who are like our mentors and who we trust, you know, we can always confide in them and consult with them.
而是那些像是我们的指导老师那样的奉献者，就是那些人，那些我们信任的人，我们总是可以向他们去咨询，去求证。
And so, oftentimes we'll be able to see things from a different perspective.
所以说呢，经常我们就可以从不同的角度去看待这个事物。
But ultimately, we have to be very sincere.
但是呢，终结来说呢，我们必须要非常的严肃，要非常真诚。
Sincere means to be honest.
那么这个真诚也就意味着是我们要诚实。
That is like our compass that gives us direction.
那么这就好像是我们的指南针一样，它会给我们指导方向。
Yeah. And there, this will help us also distinguish between material desires and the true desire and good counsel and counsel that's not really helpful.
那所以呢，它呢就会告诉我们，这是我们真正的愿望啊，还是我们的这个虚伪的内心中心意里面的那些想出来的愿望啊，还是他会给我们good comfort
counsel
OK 那他会是我们的好，这是不是我们好的一个指导啊？
Yeah, so we have to be very honest and sincere, and this helps us distinguish between what is really right, what is really wrong.Even after we've heard from Guru, we've studied the Vedas, you know, the Shastra, and studied what the previous Acharyas have said.
所以说呢，我们呢就必须要非常的坦诚，要非常的真诚的，才能知道就是到底是不是对的。即便是我们在听我们的 Guru, 听 Sadhu, 还有就是在求证经典里面的这些信息，或者我们听到之前的那些这个 Acharya 们在给我们的讲述，我们也真诚的去面对。
Yeah, ultimately we have to make the decision. We have to be responsible.
因为终结来说呢，我们自己要做出决定，而且我们自己要负责。
Once Prabhupada was asked, "How do you want your disciples to be?"
那有一次呢，人们就问这个释迦牟尼佛一个问题。就是说你希望你的门徒是什么样子的呢？
And he replied, I want my disciples to be independently thoughtful.
那么他就说呢，我希望我的门徒们呢能够独立自主的思考。
Not just do things because everyone else is doing it.
不要就是只是人家都这么做，所以呢就自己也去这么做了。
But to really consider things and not just blindly do things.
所以呢，需要真正的去认真的思考他为什么要这么做这个事情，而不是只是盲目的追随。
Yeah, so just to summarize, if we live in the present, then we can see our false self.
那么所以呢，我给大家总结一下，就是如果我们要是能够让自己处在当下的话，我们就能够看到假我。
If we need to make a decision and we don't know the answer, we can ask the Super Soul for help.
那么如果我们要是想要去做出一个决定，但是我们现在没有这个答案的话呢，我们就可以去请求超灵的帮助。
Yeah, so we give up wanting to know so that knowingness can arise.
那有的时候我们可以放弃一下我们就是想要知道这个结果的这种想法，因为当我们这么放弃了以后呢，其实这个答案呢它自己也出来了。
And then we should consult with our peers, with our guru, with the shastra and the sadhus.
而且呢，我们也应该去咨询我们的同伴，可以去咨询我们的 guru, 我们的圣人，还有经典。
And then see the result. That will also tell us.
Sorry, then what?
We'll see what happens. You know,
okay.
What comes.
Okay.OK, 然后呢我们就这个等着这个结果，因为这个结果呢它也会这个向我们展示的。
We also learn by making mistakes.
而且呢我们也通过犯错而学习。
OK.
So, the next one. Smuli Madhaji, 就下面的这个是不是就是指的上面这道题啊，就已经回答了就这个是吧。我再先说后面啊，顶拜是的 ，OK。下面是顶拜您的莲花族，请问您，我们在与奉献联谊的过程中，怎么选择与什么样的奉献者联谊呢 ？Please accept my very humble obeisances to you. My question is that when we associate with the devotees, how can we choose? How can we decide? What kind of...
Well, you associate with those who inspire you, who respect you, and...
Please go on.
So, look for those devotees. Actually, the Shastras tell us, especially seek out those devotees who have no tendency to criticize others.
Mm.那么首先呢就是去和那些能够激励你的然后呢尊重你的那些奉献者去联谊。那么在经典里面呢就讲到了去和那些没有要去指责和批评其他人的那些倾向的这个人去联谊。
Yeah, look for those who are humble and tolerant and respectful towards others and who don't need any respect for themselves.
去寻找那些非常的谦卑非常的容忍去尊重于其他的人而又不求得到别人的尊重的人的这样的人去联谊。
Yeah, one easy test is just to look for those who are genuinely happy and are pleasure to be around.
那么就有一个非常好的一个验证的方法就是和那些就是从内心中散发着喜乐的人去联谊。那么当你和这样的人去联谊的时候呢你是感到很快乐的。
Devotees that are always critical, always angry, always competitive, always trying to show off, they're the most unhappy people.
那么那些就是总是要去跟别人竞争然后总是在指责别人的这样的人其实就哪怕是这样的奉献者他其实一直都处在一种不是很快乐的状态下的。
Yeah, so if you associate with them, you'll become like that. You'll become unhappy too.
因为如果你要是和他们这样的人去联谊的话呢你也会变成那样你也会变得不快乐了。
Yeah, so look for those devotees that are happy and friendly and accepting.
那么所以说呢去和那些快乐的接受度很强的很这个 happy accepting and
they accept you as you are.
Accepting and happy.
Happy, accepting, what else did I say?
I think there's one thing there. Anyway, 就是去和那些就是特别快乐的而且呢就是很接受很能够接受别人的人这样的人去联谊。
Yeah, if you associate with happy people, you'll be happy. If you associate with miserable people, you'll become miserable.
因为如果你要是和快乐的人去联谊的话呢，你自己也会变得快乐起来。如果你要是和痛苦人联谊的话呢，你自个儿也会变得痛苦了。
So, you know, you can respect the devotees, from a distance, but it doesn't mean that you have to become intimate friends.
那么，所以呢，你可以从远处去尊敬奉献者，但并不意味着呢，你就非要和所有的奉献者都成为好朋友。
Yeah, so you can appreciate even the miserable person.
所以说呢，你也可以去欣赏一个很痛苦的一个人。
Right, just like if somebody has a cold, you know, maybe they have the flu.
那比如说有人得了感冒，他可能是得了流感。
You can smile at them.
那你可以和这个人笑，你可以冲这个人笑。
But you don't want to hug them, because then you'll catch the flu.
但是为了不被传染上感冒呢，你可能就不会去拥抱他了。
Yeah, so after you see them, make sure you wash your hands.
而且呢，等你拜访完了，就是这样的有可能会传染病的这样的这个人的之后呢，你还要去一定要确保自己要洗手。
Yeah, so this way we have to be, you know, careful.
那所以说以
who and how we associate with.
那么所以这样的方式呢，我们要非常仔细的，小心的去看我们是在和谁联谊，并且是怎样的在和他们联谊。
Yeah, so there's good advice in the Nectar of Instruction about how to recognize different levels of devotees and how to associate with different levels of devotees.
在奉爱的甘露里面呢，就给了我们很好的这种建议，让我们去判断就不同的这个奉献者处在不同的层面上都是什么样的，并且如何去和他们联谊。
Thank you.
谢谢。So that's end the question from previous week. Now it's a question from this week.
Oh, OMG.
被唤醒的灵魂 the awoken soul. I mean, that is her name. 顶拜咕噜的莲花族，伟达经里有华丽的词藻。那么博迦梵歌和圣典博迦瓦坛里头所有的师姐表达的有华丽的词，有时我被经典里的话语很刺激和鼓舞，倍感安慰，觉得很有奔头。但有人说，你不要被伟达经华丽的词藻所迷惑。我一直在想问，这句被伟达经华丽的词藻所迷惑是指的哪个方面？是包括我们学习的经典吗？ Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. We said that we shouldn't be confused. Confused by the flowery words from the Vedic literature. However, in the Srimad Bhagavatam and also Bhagavad Gita, many of the verses are composed of these very beautiful flowery words. Actually, it's not flowery words, it's these are gorgeous words. And sometimes I have been stimulated and also been inspired by those words from the Shastra. And I feel there was a great console there. So I feel I have hope. I know what is direction. But some people said that you shouldn't be diluted you shouldn't be confused by the flowery words from the Vedic literature. So my question is that what the flowery words hint about, what is that? Is that also included in the sastras, what we're studying today?
Oh, okay. So there are different parts of the Vedas. Some of the Vedic information is completely transcendental, and some of it is not transcendental.
在伟达经里面呢，有不同的方面。那么有些方面呢是完全的超然的，那有些方面呢并不是那么的超然。
So the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya said, is spotless. Means that it has material. No, there's the three modes of material nature are not present in the words of the Bhagavatam. It's completely transcendental.
正念薄伽瓦坛被主柴坦涅马哈帕普讲成是无瑕的，那也就是说呢，在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里面所记述的内容呢，是不会受到物质自然三重属性的污染的，它是完全的超然的。
In fact, the Bhagavatam, its whole focus and its whole aim is Krishna Loka.
那么这个事实上呢，圣典薄伽瓦坛它是完全的专注于 Krishna Loka 的。
It's all about pure bhakti.
所以呢，在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面所记述的所有的信息都是纯粹的 bhakti。
So Lord Chaitanya has called it the spotless Purana.
所以说，主柴坦涅马哈帕普把它给形成为是无瑕的往事书。
The Bhagavad Gita also is spotless.
那么，薄伽梵歌也是如此，它是无瑕的。
In every chapter, the conclusion is pure bhakti.
所以每一章都它都是以这个纯粹的 bhakti 而结尾。
Yeah, but there are other Vedas that the aim is not going back to Godhead or pure devotional service to the Lord.
但是呢，在伟达经里面，其他有一些内容呢，它并不是以回到守神的身边，或者是服务至尊主为目的的。
Yeah, the Vedas glorify going to the heavenly planets.
那么因为伟达经他也会去荣耀去到天堂的行宿。
Or how to get a good wife.
而且呢伟达经也会告诉我们怎么去得到一位好的妻子。
Or how to become rich and powerful.
或者呢如何变得有钱如何变得有势。
And so, these things are written in a very attractive way, very encouraging, you know, inspiring. Yes, let's go to heaven.
所以呢，就是他们就伟达经里面在记述这些事情的时候呢，它是一种非常鼓舞人心的方式在去想的，在去讲的。所以当人们读到这一点的时候呢，就会很被鼓舞，然后就会想 ，OK， 那好吧，那我们现在赶紧就要去这么做，然后去天堂了。
So this is what Krishna means by flowery words.
那么，所以这个是 Krishna 所讲的这个华丽的辞藻的意思。
It entices you, to.Go after something material.
因为呢，它会促使你，会诱使你去寻求一些物质的事物。
Yes, now of course the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, they're also flowery, but they're enticing you to go back to Godhead.
当然了，这个圣典薄伽瓦坛、薄伽梵歌，那么它的这个语言也是非常的华丽的。但是呢，它所激励我们所去到的地方呢，是去到守神的身边。
Yeah, so the verses in the Bhagavatam are so attractive, and they're just from a poetical point of view, they're so beautifully written.
嗯，所以说呢，圣典薄伽瓦坛的这些诗节，如果我们要是从诗情画意的这个角度上来讲的话呢，我们确实觉得他们是非常的美妙的，而且呢，也都是行文也是非常的优美的。
And so are Prabhupada's purports.
十二帕帕的要旨也是如此。
So attractive the way he writes sometimes.
有的时候呢，就是他的这种行文呢是非常的吸引人的。
But they're attracting us to go back to Godhead. They're attracting us to pure bhakti.
但是呢，他所吸引我们的呢，去要回到守神的身边，是吸引着我们能够得到 bhakti.
Yeah. So when Krishna says flowery words, he's talking about the Vedas that are directing you.To stay in the material world.
那么，所以当这个伟达经里面的这个华丽辞藻这个地方所讲述的呢，就是这些华丽辞藻会吸引着我们继续留在这个物质世界里面。
Yeah, so they're not transcendental.
对呢，这样的信息是不超然的。
But the Vedas that direct you back to Godhead and direct you to pure bhakti, they are transcendental.
但是呢，我们回到守神身边去的伟达经里面的内容，还有就是指导着我们能够得到纯粹的 bhakti 的一些内容呢，那么这些是超然的。
So we call them the bhakti shastras.
那么所以我们把它们给称为叫 bhakti shastra, 分爱经典。
So the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they are part of the bhakti shastras, so they're in a different category.
所以说呢，这个圣典不叫瓦坛，不叫放歌，他们都是属于是 Bhakti Sastra 这一类，所以他们是在不同的这个类别之中的。So the next question. Okay, the next question is from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 请问 Guru Maharaj, 很多人处在内心的挣扎中，现在生活里充满了痛苦，有人被丈夫和情人一再无情的对待，纠缠在物质情感的深渊里，想要分开也百般的纠结，这让人心灰意冷，只想尽快的离婚分手，结束这一切。不知道为什么这么多痛苦都出现在自己的生命里，难道这都是自己的业报吗？如何才能够从痛苦中解脱出来呢？感恩您，痛苦的人的求救。 OK, this is a question again from she is asking the question on behalf of someone else. She said that right now there are lots of people are suffering greatly.And the material world, actually the current life is so miserable, so painful. Some people are entangled with the very badly harassment from their husband or from their lover. And they just have been trapped in that kind of relationship. However, it's not that easy to cut the knot.Just separate from their spouse. But the whole thing make people in a very dejected mood, also just want to walk out of this relationship as soon as possible, just to get divorced as quickly as possible. I don't understand how come all of this miserable things just happened in me. Is that all because of my...karmic reaction is also because of my karma. How can I walk away from all of those miseries? Thank you very much. So, okay, basically, this is what.
So, our fate or our destiny just doesn't come about by chance.
我们的这个命运呢，它并不是就这么无中生有的发生的。
Whatever our situation is now has been determined by the decisions we made in the past.
那么我们现在所处在的这种状态呢，它其实来自于我们在之前所做出的决定。
And our future will be determined by the decisions we make now.
而且呢，我们的将来呢，也会取决于我们现在所做出的决定。
Yeah, so you know, maybe we meet this person or that person, but we chose the relationship, and we also choose to stay in it.
那么，也许我们可能会遇到这样的人或那样的人，然后呢，我们就选择了那段关系，然后呢，我们也选择了让自己处在这段关系里面。
And so.First, we have to take our power back. We're not victims.
那首先呢，我们得把我们的这个力量再给拿回来。我们并不是受害者。
Yeah, maybe we don't remember some of the decisions, some of the choices we made are from our last life, but also there's choices we made in this life. But we've made choices and we're getting the reactions.
We make the choice, we're getting the reactions, right?
Yes.
Okay, 那也许可能我们已经不记得我们在前生里面所做出的一些决定，但是我们可能还会记得我们在这一世里面所做出的一些决定。实际上我们所做出的选择和我们做出的决定呢，就会让我们会从中得到业报的反应。
Of course, once we're in a relationship, it becomes complicated.
那么当然呢，就是当我们处在了这个关系里面的时候呢，这个生活它就会变得复杂起来。
Because it's not only just about us, it's about the family, the children.
因为当我们处在关系里面的时候呢，就已经不仅仅是关于我们自己的这个事情了，因为还会有孩子呀，还有这个家人呢等等的卷入。
Yeah, so, you know, many, many, many people choose, and I say choose,to stay in an unhappy relationship because you know, of their children or because of other family members, it's not easy to get out of it.
那么有些人呢，他选择让自己处在这个不开心的关系里面的原因呢，是由于家庭啊，就是由于其他的家人呢，还有孩子呀，各方面的这个原因，使得他没有办法就那么容易的从这个关系里面走出来。
But we always have the choice to leave.
但是呢，我们总是可以有一个选择，这个选择就离开。
Of course, that will have its own consequences.
那么当然了，这个呢，也会有他自己的这个结果。
But we do have that choice.
虽然说它会导致一种结果，但是呢，我们确实是有这样的选择，我们可以这样去选择。
And if the relationship is very abusive, you know, physically or emotionally.
那么如果要是这个关系，无论是从我们的身体上，还有我们的情感上，对我们来说都是非常的折磨的话。
Or it might even be dangerous.
或者说这种关系可能还是有那种暴力的倾向，就是很危险的话。
Well, I never advise someone to stay in a relationship in that case.
那么所以说我从来都不会建议人继续的留在这样的一种关系里面。
But the fact is, you know, most people are not happy in their relationships.
但是事实上呢，就是大部分的人在关系中都是不快乐的。
There's always something that has happened that, you know, you could say, like, pollutes the well.
因为呢，我们可以说，总是会有一些事情，那么就好像是，这个井水里面的这个水被污染了。
Yeah, so, as long as the relationship is not emotionally abusive or physically abusive, and look at the positive side.
所以但是如果是这个关系里面如果是没有在情感上或者是在身体上的这种虐待的这样的事情的话呢那我们就尽量去看我们这个关系里面的这个正面的这一方面。
You can see it as a blessing in disguise.
We can see what is broken.
We can see the relationship, the unhappy relationship as a blessing in disguise, especially for a devotee.
Okay.那我们就可以看到我们可以把这个我们不幸的这个婚姻的关系看成是一个化了妆的祝福特别是对我们奉献者来说。
Because ultimately, we will not find happiness outside of ourselves and outside of our relationship with Krishna. That's just an illusion.
因为其实终极来说呢我们是不可能在我们自己的真我之外以及在和 Krishna 的关系之外去找到真正的快乐的因为那只是一个虚幻而已。
That's just a dream. That's the dream everyone is chasing in the material world, and that's what keeps us here.
那么这个只不过是一个每个人在物质世界里面所追寻的一个梦。那么就是因为在追寻这个梦，所以才使我们一直就不断的留在了这个物质世界。
Yeah, so it's difficult to awaken from a happy dream.
所以说呢，从这个快乐的梦里面醒过来是不容易的。
It's much easier to awaken.From the miserable dream.
所以说呢，从噩梦里面醒过来，要比从好梦里面醒过来要容易得多。
Yeah, so those who are living a happy dream, really, they're not. It's not their destiny to awaken in this life.
所以说那些这个在做着美梦的人，他们的这个命运呢，就没有办法使他们，在这一生醒过来。
But those whose dream is not going so well.They're much more likely to awaken.
但是那些这个梦不是那么太甜美的那些人呢，他们有更好的可能性让自己能够醒过来。
So take responsibility. Understand that whatever situation you're in now, you've made the choice, and you're also choosing to continue it.
那么所以说呢，我们要让自己要有这种责任心，要知道就是我们现在。所处在的这种状态其实都是我们自己所做出的选择而且呢我们也可能会继续的去做出这样的选择
You can decide
那你可以去决定
Yeah, that is your free will, you have that
那么这个呢是你所拥有的自由意志
You're not a victim
所以你并不是一个受害者
And even the way that you deal and the way you react to whatever is going on is also within your control It's not outside of you.
那就即便是 Even what you do, right? 就即便是你现在说
The way you respond to others in the relationship is also in your control.
嗯，而且呢，就是你和其他关系，就是你去应对和其他人之间的这种关系，其实也是你自己可以去控制的，也是你自己的一个选择。
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one, 小草，请问咕噜，发生在我们身上的不幸是由于我们过往的行为造成的吗？只是真诚忏悔才能够结束这业报，不再继续是吗？ My question is that for the unfortunate the things that happened on us, are they caused by our previous deeds? And also, the only wayfor us to discontinue this karmic reaction is to sincerely penance or repent.
Yeah, so, well, a couple of things.
有两件事。
Yeah, either everything happens by chance, or everything is a result of our past previous choices.
那么就是要不然这些事呢它是就是这么发生了要不然呢是由于我们过去的这个行为所知的
Either there's God and he is in control or there's no God and there's no meaning
那么就是要不然呢就是有神然后呢神他是在控制或者说呢没有神而且也没有意义
yeah, So which is it?
那么所以是哪种呢
So if we accept that everything ultimately is the will of the Lord and we are getting the results of our previous choices,
那么如果我们要是接受所有的这一切呢全部都是这个神的这个控制之下而产生的而且呢我们是由于我们之前的这个行为所致的
Then we accept that whatever situation I'm in now isBecause of what I've chosen to do and believe before.
那然后呢所以呢我就会接受就是我现在这会儿所出来的这种状况呢是由于我之前做出来的选择而导致的。
And my future will depend on the choices I'm making now.
而且呢我也能够相信就是我的将来呢要取决于我现在所做出来的决定。
The fundamental choice is really our free will is to live in the truth in the present or to continue to live in the illusion in the mind.
The very beginning you said that is a fundamental, right? Fundamental.
Yeah, this is the fundamental choice of the human being.
Okay, 那么这是这个人类他所要做出来的一个非常基本的一个选择就是我到底是要生活在我的虚幻的心意的世界里面还是生活在我真实的当下的生活之中
If we choose to live in the mind then we'll continue to make choices based on our material conditioning our illusion
所以如果我们要是选择让自己处在这个心意的世界里面的话呢那我们就会继续的去根据我们在物质的条件限制下的这种状态下去做决定
Yeah, so the next moment is determined by the quality of our consciousness in this moment.
因为我们下一个片刻它实际上取决于我们此刻我们所处在的这种知觉状态
Yeah, So if we live in the present, we live in the truth of who we are,then we don't have to just act according to our past previous conditioning.
所以如果我们要是让自己处在当下然后让自己活在这个本真的真我之中的话呢我们就不需要让自己一直处在这个基于过的了。
Realization that I'm part of Krishna and everything belongs to him.
然后呢这样的话我们就会生活在一个和就是我和 Krishna我是这个 Krishna 永恒的仆人的这样的关系之中而且呢我也知道所有的事情都是属于他的
Yeah, we're no longer seeking the truth, we're living in the truth
那然后呢我们就不会再去寻求真理了因为我们就知道自己就是活在真理之中的
But there's no permanent situation, it's a choice we have every moment
但是呢，这并不是一个永恒的状态，这是一个我们在每一个片刻都要去做出的选择。
So the more we choose the present, the more we awaken.
所以说呢，我们越多的去选择让自己处在当下，我们就会越多的让自己醒过来。
The more we awaken, the more we see the truth of who we are.
那么我们越多的这个醒过来，我们就越多的能够去看到我们自己是谁的真相。
And we see that the divine, Krishna, he's present within everything.
然后呢，我们就可以看到神性 Krishna, 他是处在一切之中的。
Yeah, so that's our fundamental choice.
那么所以这是我们最基础的选择。
But it takes time for us to understand that that's our choice. Nobody else can make it for us.
但是呢，这个得让我们花一些时间才能够理解，这是我们的选择，因为没有别的人能够为我们去做出这样的选择。
So of course, as we awaken, the previous ignorant, you know, thoughts and actions.
那么当然，我们醒过来以后呢，我们就会对我们之前的那些想法呀，还有那些行为啊，会感到悲叹。会感到悲伤。
So if we really repent, then we'll stop doing that ignorant activity.
所以如果我们要是真的要是忏悔的话，我们就会停止去从事那些愚昧的活动了。
And live in the truth.
然后我们就会让自己活在真实之中。
And give up the illusion.
然后放弃虚幻。
So we have to do that, but it's gradual.
所以呢，这是一个循序渐进的过程，所以我们必须要去做这件事情。
Okay, anything else?
No, so that's everything.、
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Donna Kaylee. Well, I hope, this was almost 2 hours, so I hope it was okay for you.
I don't have anything particular today.
Oh, thank you for filling in. I really appreciate it. Nice to hear your voice and to work together with you again.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I thank Sumukhi Radha and Sati Devi. I haven't seen her for a while.
Yeah. 那我们非常感谢这个 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 还有 Sati Mataji.
I thank all the listeners and thank you for your questions.
非常感谢所有的聆听者，还有感谢大家的问题。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
一切的荣耀都归于 Srila Prabhupada.
And all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, the spotless Purana.
一切荣耀都归于圣典博迦瓦坛，这无瑕的往事书。
Yeah, it only teaches pure bhakti.
因为圣典博迦瓦坛它教导我们的只是纯粹的 bhakti.
Unmotivated and uninterrupted.
所以因为这样的无瑕的 bhakti 呢，它是没有任何的动机的，而且呢也不会有任何的这个打断。
And only that kind of devotion will satisfy the soul.
因为只有这样的奉爱才有可能去满足灵魂。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you.
瓦昆特之音服务员聆听。那么我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩 Satyadeva Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述和对所有的问题的耐心的解答。那也非常谢谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 还有 Sati Mataji 今天的联合的主持，为我们安排的这么好的平台。感恩所有的聆听的奉献者，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周六。 Hare Krishna。